I'm so happy. I would just like to dedicate this box to Kimmy Kim, the one and only Kimmy Kim, to the photographer and poet who I've known for ages. And I'm back at the park. You know, I used to come out on my lunch break, go up, get my 40, and come on down to the sitting tree, pop on Twitter and write it up. I had half an hour every day. I only had 20 minutes, really, because I'd walk up, walk back. You know, it wasn't the best habit for job security, but, you know what I think about job security. So I'm just happy. Larry's running around like he's, like, the happiest sprite in the world, and I feel pretty much that way, too. And I've got a 40, and I've got a cute Mar y Tierra burrito, which is like big prawns, ample prawns, and steak the way a fucking burrito is supposed to have them. You go into these goddamn places, and I don't know what the fuck they're labeled. And I do, actually, but, you know, what they give you is sort of a, you know, it's like playing slots or something. There's my little faithful companion. This is my same spot. I'm gonna park it right here. My friends, the trains. Oh my god, there's a bumblebee the size of a... I don't know, it may have even been a horsefly. It was like slate black and huge. It didn't bumble like a bumblebee. This sucker was zipping. Okay. I hit play on this thing, and besides, I had a thread of thought from the last box, and I was, essentially, I just had to be with someone, being so happy. Okay, and I continue to be happy, and, I mean, this walk, it's like, if I could snap my little heels and zip back 2 years. And I know, I remember so clearly, it was like this time of day, maybe an hour from now, and fucking, like, I'm out here. I write a couple Twitter poems, and then something a little apropos to kind of the psychological condition of being a Twitter writer, okay? Next thing I know, I have a couple responses, and I clearly remember saying hi to Kimmy, like, just now, you know, like, in that moment, and, you know, I knew, I was like, 3, 2, 1, drink, you know, I was on the beat, the habit of always, you know, my routine. I'd jump up about now, and I'd be there and walk in the place about 3 minutes from now. But this day, I don't know what it was. I can't really remember clearly, but I know it was getting me, and the grind was getting me, and I enjoyed that job. I loved it. It worked for me. It worked for my partner. I mean, it just, it was enough. It was a happy enough life for that time. And you know what I did with my audacity? My, you know, my kind of, you know, I was like, What did I tell myself? I mean, I had a moment, a couple threads drift by, but I'll tell you, it wasn't this conscious. I got caught up in a draft, and I wrote a poem, and it took me 5 minutes, and I hit send, and I just sort of knew. I was like, I don't really need to do this anymore. And that was the last time I worked. I mean, not the very last time. I do temp work and whatever the fuck, but I mean, that was sort of the beginning of the end for me in terms of being like a land walker. You know, now I'm a twit fucking bird. I'm a bird. So anyway, I walk back there. I'm about 15 minutes late by the time I get back and finish my drops. And I go in there, and I respected my former shift leader, you know, who wasn't the owner. I mean, it's, the whole operation's like 12 or 13 people. You know, there's the boss and his neurotic wife, and, you know, and then the crew leader. And I was the chef. I was the production cook, as they would say. And what happened is that there had been a turnover. The guy who I really liked, like, I really liked him. He was a sweetheart. And he was younger than me. He was a little brat, you know, really like a fucking kid. But he was nice, and he had a college degree, and eventually I came to respect him. Okay. But then he leaves for a better job, obviously, because my God, it's like, what was I paid, $9.50 for this job, where for my added value, okay, I should have been paid $20 an hour, except for the fact that people are worthless and expendable. And that's essentially why I've stopped working for the man and whatnot. I'd rather make nothing than be, you know, there's a satisfaction of having worked. There's a satisfaction of having done work, whether it's lifting bricks and throwing them down again, digging a hole, whatever the fuck. Yeah, at least you did something all day. But I got to the point where I valued my life as a bird a lot more. And so this day, though, fucking new boss, right? And fuck this guy, right? He just really, like, I could get along with him, but he really, he didn't value my, like, calmness, my poise, the fact I'd been there longer than him. He thought he was gonna run in there and be like, yeah, you know, make the whole operation his own, which was never my ambition. I was there to fucking just be there. I wasn't someone who wanted to cut and run. And eventually, you know, I had these grand notions of making $12 or $13 an hour. But whatever, man. And this is what happened. I walked back there. I'm 15 minutes late, okay? They're all crying their goddamn boots off. Okay, because, you know, and him especially, any one of my buddies who I'd worked with forever, they know exactly what to do. Marcel would have known exactly what to do. He's like, what? Gadgetate here? Fuck this. I'm gonna grab that goddamn 120-pound pot, flip it over on this rack. We go in there, we fucking pour it in. Goddamn, boom. Beans hit the blender. Let's fucking grind this shit. You know, but Prissy Pants is getting a little flustered, understandably, because I'm sure his job as a manager is more to, like, be a manager than fucking anything else, okay? So, dot, dot, dot. I walk in there. He chastises me and scolds me. He says, never do that again, okay? Beat, beat, beat. About 4 minutes later, I quit my job and walked out of there and said, hey, fuck you. And I didn't say fuck you. I just left cold. And that was the end of my career as a land walker. Adieu, adieu, love you very much. Mwah. Mwah.